Emma, your teacher, Mrs. Holm, called again. She said your grades are appalling and you don't pay attention in class. Why can't you be more like your sister?
Yawn. Not this speech again. It's been like this ever since I started elementary school. In my mom's eyes, only my sister, Evelyn, inherited our dad's intelligence. Well, I'm just the senseless member of the family. Ugh, as if. She's only good with useless books. Bet she doesn't know anything practical, like how Dad's Ethernet company works and such. But whatever, I don't care. I'm full, I announced as I got up and went to my little headquarters, the garage. I was busy working on my own personal project, so I didn't have time to give a hoot about who my mom's favorite child is. Oh, you must be wondering what I'm working on. Well, this device broadcasts Wi-Fi. Sounds familiar, right? But my device is able to broadcast across the entire city. Not only that, the connection is stronger and much more stable than the Wi-Fi people use at home. And it's more convenient without all the cables and stuff. This is without a doubt my proudest work ever. And what a coincidence that a few days earlier at school, Mrs. Holm announced that for the first time, the school was organizing an invention contest. Normally, I give school activities a miss, but this time was different. This contest could be fun, right? There was no time to waste, so I put all my spare time, day and night, into making my invention contest ready. And you won't believe what happened. I won first prize! And that's not all. One of the judges, Mr. Johnson, was so interested in my invention that he offered to invest in it. At first, I was kind of scared and hesitated to agree because, I mean, I was still in high school. But this was an opportunity of a lifetime, so how could I deny it, right? So after that, Mr. Johnson sorted out a manufacturing company and office space for me downtown. This is cool, but I prefer to work in my garage. It's just more convenient that way, with me still being at school and all. I upgraded my device and launched it to the public. And you know what? It was a huge success. Pretty much everybody in the city got rid of their old, laggy Wi-Fi devices and accessed mine. Then one day, I got a call from the local news channel asking to interview me and my family at home. Oh my God, yes! Oh, there's just one snag. I hadn't told my family about it yet because, I don't know. Maybe I just know there's no way they'd believe me? Like the time I got an A in my physics exam, and my mom instantly asked if I cheated. But, well, whatever. This is much bigger than that. So I quickly ran downstairs to the living room and excitedly told my family that the invention benefiting the town was mine. But Mum and Evelyn burst out laughing. So you're telling me that this Wi-Fi, which is broadcasting across the entire city, is your invention? Yeah, Mom, it's mine. Then Mom and Evelyn laughed even louder. Honey, it's bad enough you're failing at school. Please don't start lying. Ugh, forget about it. Why did I even try? Then, the morning after, when the doorbell rang, my mom opened it and saw a reporter and a cameraman. She couldn't believe her eyes. Mom and Evelyn exchanged panicked looks, then rushed upstairs to prepare. It was so hilarious! The hysterics continued as they interviewed my parents. I watched my nervous, sweaty dad stand there like an awkward statue, while Mom began bragging about me like, as soon as Emma was born, I knew she was a genius like her dad. I always encourage her to pursue her dreams. Jeez, and the Oscar goes to my mom. I didn't know she could act that well. To be honest, since I could remember, Mom never said anything nice about me. Ever. But now that she knew I was the mastermind behind the town's Wi-Fi, she would probably treat me differently, right? Wrong. Then one night I came downstairs for a glass of milk and overheard Mom and Dad talking in the living room. Emma is such a selfish child. How badly will this affect your business?
The truth is, the company's going through tough times. But don't worry, we're trying everything we can.
Huh? Did I do something? And what's wrong with Dad's company? I tried to eavesdrop more, But suddenly I heard my dad standing up from the couch, so I quickly ran upstairs to my room. The next day, Dad forgot to take his lunch with him to work, so Mom asked me to take it over. But when I got to his company floor, it was deserted. Huh? Where was everybody? Did everybody get a day off or something? But that couldn't be it, right? That evening, over dinner, I asked Dad. I went to your office at midday, but not a single person was there. What's going on? Mom suddenly put her cutlery down and gave Dad a shocked look.
Is what Emma just said true?
Dad lowered his head and sighed out.
Yes, it's true. I temporarily shut the company last week. I didn't want you all to worry, so I didn't tell you. I'm sorry.
What? How could you? You said you would fix it!
That's when it hit me. But I deeply prayed it wasn't the truth. So I asked him, is it because of my device? Dad didn't answer me. He just glared sadly down at his dinner. But I knew what his silence meant. I was right. Suddenly, Evelyn stood up and screamed in my face.
It's all your fault! You invented that stupid device, and now Dad's business is at stake!
That's so typical of you. You never think before you act. Then she stomped off upstairs. I just sat there speechless. I just wanted my family to be proud of me, but instead, it seemed like they despised me more than ever. Then Dad turned to me and softly said,
Emma, this isn't your fault.
I was kind of waiting for my mom to say something, anything at all, but she didn't. She just cleaned up the table. I felt really bad about what happened to Dad. But hey, now I had to work even harder so I could provide for my family, right? After that, Mom completely ghosted me. As for my sister, whenever our paths crossed, she gave me a dagger look and muttered out mean comments like,
"Let's see how long it takes for your precious business to fail."
I tried to ignore her, but then she took it too far. One Sunday, I was in my garage working away when suddenly I heard loud noises coming from outside. I opened the garage door to see a crowd of people holding signs saying, "We lost our jobs because of you," and "No job, no future." My God, they were protesters. I think they were from my dad's office. Wait a minute. I spotted a familiar face. Evelyn? She was holding a big sign saying, "My dad lost his job because of you." Eventually, Dad came out and dispersed the crowd. Then he called an emergency family meeting.
How could you do that to me? The correct question would be, how could you do that to Dad? Thanks to you, dozens of people have lost their jobs. You're making people's lives miserable.
Enough, both of you. Evelyn, what you did was wrong. Families are supposed to support each other.
But Dad, she...
Didn't you just hear what I said?
Evelyn gave me a dirty look. Then she ran off to her room. I looked at Mom, who was leaning against the wall with her arms folded. Did she agree with what Evelyn did? Or was she on my side? My God, please say something. But to my surprise, after that, my mother started talking to me again, and she was actually being nice. She even started cleaning my room and workspace. Whoa, this was new? Had she finally accepted me? Then one day, I received tons of emails complaining about my Wi-Fi. It took me all day, but I finally found the cause of the problem. My laptop. Somebody had tampered with it. It didn't take a genius to figure out who it was. Evelyn, duh. But I needed proof, so I set up a trap. The next evening, when everybody was having dinner, I ran downstairs, quickly grabbed a piece of bread and said, "I need to go run some errands. Oh, and can you please stay out of the garage, as I'm uploading some important files?" Mom and Dad nodded and smiled at me. Evelyn, on the other hand, just rolled her eyes and continued eating. Well, at least I knew my plan was in motion. I walked outside and hid behind the bushes. So, what's my plan, you ask? Well, I set up my laptop so that when anyone opened it, it would automatically send a notification to my phone and turn on the camera so I could see who it was. I waited for an hour, but still nothing. Then suddenly, my phone beeped. Somebody was opening my laptop. They hadn't switched the light on yet, so it was too dark to see them. But I was 100% sure who it was. Time to expose.
What are you doing sneaking out here?
Evelyn? What was she doing out here? Wait, if Evelyn was here, then who was it in the garage? Not answering Evelyn's question, I ran like crazy into the garage to capture this intruder. And as soon as I turned on the lights, I couldn't believe who was messing with my laptop. It was... Mom! What on earth was going on? I called a family meeting and told everyone what Mom did. Dad and Evelyn looked shocked and asked Mom why she did it.
I just couldn't stand seeing your dad suffer anymore. He put his life into that company, and now he's just a laughing stock. Do you realize our neighbors and relatives have been gossiping about him? They think it's so pitiful that he lost out to his own daughter. So I did what any self-respecting wife would do.
Was she serious? Why didn't she just talk to me? All I ever wanted was for her to talk to me. Nothing else. But no, she decided to go behind my back and try to sabotage my business instead. After her betrayal, I'd had enough. So I didn't speak to her and avoided her as much as possible. It was one thing for Mom to be cold towards me, but I never thought she was capable of doing this. This went on for weeks, and it got kinda tedious. Trust me, it's no fun trying to avoid someone in your own home. But then one day, I arrived back from school and saw Dad sitting in a corner in the living room, repairing his PC. Jeez, he looked so miserable. That's when the truth hit me. This was his passion, and I took it away from him. Suddenly, I understood why Mom did what she did. She saw how disheartened he was, but knew he'd never say anything to me, because he's always supportive. But how can I fix everything? Should I give everything up so that my dad can reopen his company again? Ugh, why was this so hard to figure out? Wait a minute. I think I have the solution. You must be wondering what my dad was doing here. Well, I came up with the idea that we should work together. My dad's a pro with technology, so it didn't take long to show him how things work around here. Oh, and since my business has grown, we were able to employ some of his former work employees too. With Dad around to help, I have time to focus on my studies. Even Evelyn started helping out, and she was so good at it, I made her dad's assistant. Talk about a proper family business, ha! As for Mom, we had a really long talk. I finally told her how awful her attitude towards me made me feel, and she apologized for everything she had done. I eventually forgave her. I knew she did that just because she loves Dad very much. So, after all that drama, we're now just one big happy family.